Well, it's time once again for the panel game that definitely demands the gift of the gab.
Welcome to Just a Minute. Thank you, hello. My name is Nicholas Parsons, and as the minute waltz fades away, once more it is my pleasure not only to welcome our many listeners, not only in this country, but throughout the world, but also to welcome to our program this evening four diverse and diverting personalities who are going to pit their wits, their verbal ingenuity, their creative intelligence against each other as they try and speak for just a minute on a subject that I give them, and they will try and do that without hesitation, repetition, or deviating from the subject. And we welcome back, after a long absence from the show, that formidable player of the game, Wendy Richard. We welcome back also another forceful player of the game, that is Sue Perkins. And we welcome two exciting comic performers. We have that original humorist, Ross Noble, and the other equally talented humorist, Tony Hawks. Would you please welcome all four of them? Beside me sits Janet Staplehurst, who's going to help me keep the score, and she'll blow her whistle when 60 seconds are up. And this particular edition of Just a Minute is coming from the beautiful, refurbished King's Theatre in the South Sea area of that great city of Portsmouth. And as you've just realised, we have an enthusiastic Hampshire audience in front of us to cheer us on our way and encourage us as we start the show with Tony Hawks. Tony, the subject is the Wild West. Tell us something about the Wild West in just a minute, starting now.
This town ain't big enough for the both of us. Might be the kind of thing you would have heard in the Wild West. But as the founding fathers set off on the Mayflower, planning a life in the New World, they would have hoped it might have been rather passive, but as they headed further west, it became wilder and more wild as they...
Super gives you challenge.
Stumbling, hesitational. When he crossed the territories, there was hesitation. So he got tired of crossing.
I think he was trying to get away from... Dated in that process. So, Sue, you have a correct challenge. You get a point for that, of course. You take over the subject, the Wild West, and there are 37 seconds available starting now.
Before the Wild West came the Tame West, and before then came the Very Timid West.
And Tony Hawk's a challenge.
Repetition of before.
Before then.
God damn it, you're right.
Kinky.
Tony, you got the subject back. Another point for a correct challenge and 33 seconds available. The Wild West starting now.
If you've ever been to Bristol on a Friday night, you'll know what the Wild West is like. They come flocking out of the pubs full of beer and whatever they've managed to get inside those establishments, and they throw themselves about the place, but not just in that particular West Country town, but it can happen in others. True.
Ross Noble, you challenge. So, within the rules of Just a Minute, what do you think your challenge is?
It was kind of a hesitation.
Yes, a stumble on language, and so we call that hesitation. All right, Ross, 15 seconds available, and you start now.
The Wild West was a place where cowboys lived, and it was also a place where Indians lived.
And Wendy...
Two places, I think.
Yes, that's right.
Just rubbish.
Mind you, we were all going to learn a lot about the Wild West if you'd carried on, right?
Yeah, that's true. But if you don't play the game all that frequently, you easily slip up. And Wendy, you've got in on the Wild West, so we're hearing from everybody on the first round. That's good. 11 seconds available, Wendy, starting now.
Apart from football, if there's one thing I cannot stand, is movies about the Wild West. All those butch cowboys running around in their leather chaps, chasing...
Whoever is speaking, when the whistle goes, gains an extra point. On that occasion, it was Wendy Richard. So at the end of the round, they all have a point, and Wendy has two. Wendy, take the next round. Very apt for Portsmouth. The Navy. 60 seconds as usual, starting now.
The Navy, the senior service of this country. They're all absolutely marvellous. And when you see them in their uniforms, especially the ones that have the scrambled egg on the shoulders, I think they are so smart. No wonder many a young girl's head is turned by these handsome men you see in the correct...
I think the image got you carried away.
It did.
You just hesitated there. So, Sue, you were in first. Right.
I was enjoying the reverie, though. I saw it in my head, and I was going with it. Yeah, there was a bit of hesitation.
So you were the first to challenge, and you've got in on the Navy. Another point to you, of course. 39 seconds available, starting now.
In the Navy, that famous song done by the famous combo, the Village People. Not again!
You've done it again. Why?
You've
done it again.
Tony, your challenge. Yes, repetition of famous.
The famous, yes, well done. 35 seconds, starting now.
I actually come from a naval family because my father was in the Merchant Navy, a captain indeed, and he used to regale us over the evenings with many a story of how he would come to Portsmouth and enjoy the joys of evening life there. My mother wasn't too keen on some of these, but we did not go into that. The Navy, of course, is much nicer now than it would have been, say, 300, 400...
Sue, who challenged?
Well, just because I felt I ought to, because it's twice now he's challenged me, and there was a tiny window, a tiny moment where the brain wasn't moving on that might have been hesitation, and please give it to me.
Well, Sue, I do have to be fair within the rules of just a minute, and as much as you're pleading... Actually,
it's pathetic, isn't it?
No, it isn't. It's delightful because the audience laughed, and that's what it's all about. Tony, an incorrect challenge. You get a point for that, and you have 9 seconds to continue on the Navy, starting now.
I very much enjoyed that famous song, In the Navy.
Ross, challenge.
Did he not say that his mother enjoyed listening to
That's right.
I think that was repetition.
That's right, yes. He actually said enjoyed the joys, but that was legitimate. But he did repeat the word enjoy. So, well listened, Ross. You have the subject, you have the Navy. You have 6 seconds starting now.
Navy blue is one of my favourite colours. It's much better than Army Cerise or the other particular... It's the Air Force, isn't it? That's the other one. Army, Navy, Air Force.
When
have
you got in
the
there first? Army Cerise. I think it's a lovely... Wendy, you went in first, and you had... Oh, clever girl, only half a second to talk on the Navy, starting now.
The Navy.
So, Wendy Richards speaking as the whistle went, gained that extra point, and once again she's moved forward. She's actually just one ahead of Tony Hawks, and then Sue Perkins and Ross Noble equal, very close, and Sue, your turn to begin the subject... Coffee shops. 60 seconds starting now.
Often in the night I wake in a sweat, wondering to myself, why are there not more coffee shops in the United Kingdom? There seemed to be a huge vacuum in the 3 shops in my local high street. Starbucks, Costa Coffee to name but 2, which means you can go just 3 or 4 steps and find yourself with a cappuccino or a frappuccino or a mochaccino or a decaf filtered deluxe.
Tony, you challenged.
There were about 3 or 4 auras there.
There were 3 or 4 auras, yes.
Normally... We let a couple go, but when there are 4 in a row, we step in.
It's all very well you being partisan, but these are the rules of
That's
just
the
a
tradition.
Minute.
That's so, the tradition.
So, Tony, a correct challenge, 40 seconds available. You tell us something about coffee shops, starting now.
I always order a cup of tea when I go into a coffee shop because I am something of a rebel figure and I like to beat the system. But like Sue, I have noticed how many coffee shops there are in this country now, and it is disturbing, although I was reading in a newspaper article not long ago that they are losing money, quite a lot of them, and that's pleasing, isn't it? Anyway, I once ordered myself. That's possibly something...
yes, Wendy, you challenged.
2 orders.
Definitely,
you ordered too much.
Yes.
And that is repetition within the rules of just a minute. So, Wendy, a correct challenge. Up another point and 14 seconds available. Coffee shops starting now.
There are far too many coffee shops about. As a tea drinker, I think there ought to be more parlours for this other beverage and less of the coffee shops. And the prices they charge. Over £1 for a cafe latte.
So once again, Wendy Richard was speaking as the whistle went, gained that extra point for doing so. With others in the round, she's moved forward. So you can see, if you get in just before the end and keep going, you increase your lead more rapidly. So, Ross, it's your turn to begin. Ross Noble. Oh, the subject, diets. 60 seconds starting now.
A lot of people say that crash diets simply don't work. Well, this is nonsense. If you drive a small car into a wall, you'll find that when they wire your jaw up, you'll be unable to take in any food. You have to be pretty much a determined porker in order to get that stuff through the jaws area, maybe with a small syringe or pipette device. Soup is the best because it is mixed up. The solids tend to smack against the grilling. The Weight Watchers is also an excellent way of going about losing weight. Simply get a sniper to watch from a distance, and then every time you attempt to put a large piece of cake or chocolate into your mouth, the laser sighting will go down onto the sticky confectionery-type substance and blow it clean out of the palm of your hand. Then, once the fingers have been removed, you will also find it very difficult to pick things out of it.
I'm withdrawing.
Damn you, Parker!
I was trigger happy. I'm withdrawing.
The audience round of applause showed how much they appreciated it.
Yes, I'm withdrawing my objection immediately.
I've got to tell you, which won't endear Sue to this audience, you went for 57 seconds.
No, I'm taking it
back. And you not only... This is the agony of this show. He doesn't get any points for that. Point for a correct challenge and 3 seconds on diet starting now.
Ross, you can buzz me, Ross.
I already had.
You already had. What's your challenge?
What's my challenge? Spite. Pure spite.
You could have actually had it for repetition of buzz.
Yes, buzz, buzz, that was it.
Sue, you got your point when you did a challenge and you got in and for a second there. And Ross has got it back again. You've got 2 seconds on diets, Ross, starting now.
Diet.
Oh, Wendy's challenge.
There was a bit of a hesitation.
There was no hesitation. Well tried. You almost got in on the end of each subject, but not quite, Wendy. Another point to Ross. Half a second ago, diets, Ross, starting now.
Diets, as I said.
So, Ross Noble was speaking as a whistle went and gained the extra point, and he deserved points in that round, which he got, and including the one for speaking as a whistle went. So, he's now equal with Wendy Richard in the lead, but they're only 2 points ahead of our equal second, Sue Perkins and Tony Hawks. And, Tony, your turn to begin, and what a delightful subject. The World Service. Tell us something about the World Service in just a minute, starting now.
A friend of mine, John Sweeney, a journalist for The Observer, was driving through northern Iraq when the radio came on and he heard the dulcet tones of Nicholas Parsons saying, "Welcome to Just a Minute. Is there nowhere in the world where you are safe from this man?" He was reporting on the Kurdish troubles and felt that this would not happen to him, and yet he was plummeted into depression by the sound of our esteemed chairman's voice. Fortunately, I was speaking next, so he cheered up a bit. The World Service, not many people know this, is actually funded by the Foreign Office and not from the licence fee of the British Broadcasting Corporation, which a lot of people would have expected to be the case. But no, it isn't, I'm telling you now, so listen carefully and write...
Noble challenge.
Repetition of isn't.
Isn't.
Isn't funded by the BBC.
Right.
Isn't.
Well, listen, do you mean no?
Now I know what it feels like to be Sue.
They're obviously taking sides already. Wait a minute. So, correct challenge, Ross. You have another point, of course. 13 seconds available. The World Service starting now.
I really like the idea of African tribesmen getting a small transistor radio and being able to listen to this show, and that is the only way that they can learn English. How fun it would be to move into the village to hear them say, "It is nice to greet you."
Ross Noble was speaking as a whistle when gained that extra point for doing so. He's moved ahead in the lead. And Wendy's turn to begin. The subject, Wendy, laundrettes. I wonder why they thought of laundrettes for Wendy Richard. Anyway, Wendy, talk on the subject in just a minute, starting now.
My local launderette does not have a charming, friendly person like Pauline to help you with your service washes. Oh, no, we have a chap called Jeff.
Ross Noble challenge.
I'm going to go for deviation because you were very, very nasty to Peggy, and that's not charming.
I've never been nasty to Peggy in the launderette. She had the cheek the other week to come in and complain.
Leave it out, you're being out of order.
Complain about the prices of a service wash in my launderette.
Right. I should explain to all our listeners on the World Service that at this present moment, Wendy Richard is referring to Pauline, the character she plays in EastEnders.
Yeah, EastEnders goes abroad, Nicholas. A lot of people, I get fan mail from all over the world, don't worry.
Well, the Kurdish tribes don't get it.
Yes.
But
it doesn't go to China, does it?
Give it time.
So, Wendy, you weren't deviating within the rules of just a minute, so you keep the subject, another point, of course, and you have 50 seconds still to talk about laundrettes starting now.
On one occasion, when my own personal washing machine at home broke down, I had to go into the local laundrette. Not one person came to my assistance. I didn't know how to work the machine in there, and I could feel these women...
Ross Challenge.
Was that repetition of machine?
It was, I'm afraid.
I think it might have been. Sorry, Ross.
No, don't apologise to him, Wendy, because he's happy. He gets the subject, if he wants the subject. But anyway, 33 seconds available, Ross. Laundrettes starting now.
There's a laundrette just up the road from here which has got one of the most amazing services I've ever seen. Not only can you wash your clothes, but there is a pool table right next door to the equipment. They sell... Oh, they don't...
Tony Hawk's your challenge for.
I think there was a hesitation.
There was a hesitation.
The reason I hesitated was I thought, how many people on the World Service are going to know about the local laundries?
Tony, you have laundrettes, and you have 19 seconds starting now.
In America, I understand that they have singles laundrettes, where they've worked out this is a good place to meet people, but the sight of somebody's spoiled underwear going round and round...
Sue so challenged.
Repetition of round.
Yes. And I said spoiled instead of soiled.
I know. I noticed that. Nobody picked you up.
What's the difference?
Using the wrong washing powder.
And I suppose it depends how soiled they are. If they're so soiled, they become
Nicholas,
spoiled.
Don't let's go down that road.
Spoiled underwear is underwear you take out to dinner. Always let underwear away. Give it everything it wants.
Right. So, Sue, you were the first to challenge, correct? And 8 seconds on laundrettes starting now.
I'm a big fan of Tony's idea of the singles laundrette, where one turns up late at night to meet a significant other whilst the tumble dryer goes round and about and...
So, Sue Perkins is then speaking as the whistle went and gained that extra point. The situation now is very close. Ross Noble's just in the lead, followed by Wendy Richard, one ahead of Sue Perkins, one ahead of Tony Hawks in that order. Sue, it's your turn to begin. The subject is the content of my pockets. I don't know whether you have any pockets. Tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now.
For those listening on the World Service, I'm not actually wearing trousers. Instead, I've opted in this rather hot environment for a thin camisole, some fishnets, and some unfeasibly high kitten mules. I don't wear spectacles. In fact, the long tresses of my blonde hair flow down my enormous, curvaceous figure. 36, 24, don't interrupt me, I'm plucking. I'm enjoying the moment.
Tony, you've challenged.
Deviation?
Yes. Yes, but it was good fun within just a minute, wasn't it? The deviation is because her description was contrary to what part of...
How dare you!
The blonde tresses do not coincide with that delightful dark black hair that you have.
As opposed to my light black hair.
Black hair? How can you have light black?
I was going to
you
say...
You do have light black hair.
You can't get black is black. Black
hair, yes, you can have light black or dark black. I mean, the... The Highland people of Scotland have very jet black hair, and she will refer to as jet black. That's very dark. You can have
a
Leicester.
She's got jet black hair. She's got brown hair. He's got his hair's nearer black.
She's got brown hair. The man there, he's got white hair.
There will now be a short interval.
There's no point of escape. And they're fighting, but Ross Noble has jet black hair for our listeners who want to have a visual image of the people.
Mine's actually brown hair dyed. Yeah. So in many ways, I've got light black hair.
I didn't want to bring your personal secrets into this, but Sue's is utterly natural, and it's a light black. Or a dark brown, I don't mind. It doesn't really matter within just a minute. So who challenged?
I did about an hour and a half.
I was trying to trying to get to a point, but, you know.
Deviation, yes. The description was not accurate. 42 seconds for you, Tony, on the content of my pockets, starting now.
The content of my pockets depends on how I'm going to spend the day. And today I was coming to Portsmouth, so naturally I filled it full.
I thought we had 2 days, didn't we?
Well, he said today, it's, and then
well,
he said
well, I wasn't
day.
Sure. Is 2 day one word or two
No, it's
words.
A hyphenated word, but it's become... I think
today
it's become
is one word.
Word.
There's no one hyphen word. In it. I'll spell it for you.
Used to
in
be...
that case, I beg your pardon.
No. In my youth, it was hyphenated, and probably, I don't know...
Well, we can't go back that far.
So now it is joined up, and today and day are different words, Wendy, so well tried, no criticism.
It's very hard to hyphenate something on a stone tablet as well, isn't it?
That got the indifferent response it deserved. Tony, an incorrect challenge, 33 seconds available. The content of my pocket starting now.
I tend to carry hair dye, depending on whether I want dark, black, or jet. Hair. And this occasion...
Ross hairs. Challenge. Yes. What? No, he didn't get to the word hair, actually.
He did.
Did he?
Depending on what hair...
Oh, right, yes, right. Well, listen, Wendy, well, yes. Listen, yes. Yep. 25 seconds, the content of my pockets, starting now.
I have very little in my pockets, because otherwise I find that you just fill them all up with rubbish. Sort of cigarette packets, lighters, rolled up Kleenex, dog biscuits, depending if one is going to take one's favourite pet for a walk. It all depends also on what...
Tony challenge.
Repetition of depends.
Depends.
And struggling like mad, Tony. I thought you'd never press that buzzer.
Right, a tough subject then. Tony, correct challenge. Another point. The content of my pockets, 6 seconds starting now.
Full of money because I'm coming to Portsmouth and I want to go to the laundrette where they have...
Ross challenge.
I think he said full before.
Yes, he did say there were full before of all kinds of things. Ah. Right at the beginning when you started turning. Well, listen. Oh, there's a buzz going round the audience. Oh, they're getting aggressive. Right. So if 3 seconds like are available for you, Ross, on the content of my pockets starting now.
I have fluff in my pockets. That's right. Alan Freeman.
So Ross Noble is pushing further ahead. Another point for speakers. The whistle went. He's slightly increased his lead over Wendy Rich and Tony Hawks, equal in second place, followed closely by Sue Perkins. So it's still quite a close contest as we move in to the final round. And, Tony, your turn to begin. The subject, toffee. Tell us something about toffee in just a minute, starting now.
I'm not exactly sure how you make toffee, but I imagine if you took some butter, water, and something else...
Ross challenge.
Yeah, well, he just doesn't know, does he? And not only that, you can't just imagine it. You can't, I'm no cook, well, but you can't sit there and go, oh, imagine look, that. Oh, I've got toffee.
In just a minute, if a subject is suddenly thrown at you, whether you know about it or not, you have to try and continue to speak on it. Yeah. And he can admit his ignorance on the subject and still keep going. So okay. Within that context, he wasn't actually deviating.
Okay. But yes. In the context that I want, he was. Yes.
We enjoyed the interruption, but it wasn't a correct one. Tony, another point to you. 51 seconds. Toffee, starting now.
I wonder if any of this lovely audience here in Portsmouth have done what I once did, biting into a toffee, expecting it to be soft, only to find it was very hard indeed. My teeth hurt quite a lot after that incident. I'm going to work that into a magnificent anecdote.
Ross, your challenge.
He was already starting to hesitate, deviate all at once.
So what do you want for your challenge?
You're predicting.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like
I'm sorry.
Soothsayer.
We can't have psychic challenges,
okay,
you know.
Sorry.
I think that Ross has got something... just because he knows how to make toffee, he wants to get it.
So what, give me...
Sorry,
give
no,
him
I thought it was a bit of hesitation.
There was a bit of hesitation. Yeah, so the benefit of the doubt goes to Ross on this one. He has 33 seconds on toffee, starting now.
I am an expert on making toffee. My father was a master toffee maker, and as a child, he taught me the ways of that particular profession. He gave me a tiny toffee hammer, and I felt like Thor, the Norse god. But not quite as powerful because it was much more confectionery based, which was a little bit sad, it has to be said. If you take condensed milk and leave it on top of...
Tony challenged.
He's going to give the wrong recipe.
So what is your actual challenge?
Frustration.
The thing is that he could give the wrong recipe.
Well, then it'll be deviation, because he's not talking about...
I didn't give the wrong recipe
you
yet,
you were going to give the recipe for fudge.
He was giving the recipe for some sort of Norse gods playing with some enormous hammers.
The thing is, he could give the wrong recipe. Like, Tony can talk on it and not knowing about it. He can give the wrong recipe, but still talk on the subject of toffee. And you can say at the end that was...
He's talking about making fudge. As soon as he said condensed milk, he knew.
All right,
you didn't...
I know. Listen, I try to be fair. I try to show the wisdom of Solomon here.
I know how to make toffee.
So do I. No one's ever asked me.
But you didn't challenge correctly to get it.
You and I, let's go for a drink after the show. You tell me how to do it, because I'm not having his recipe.
Can I just say, you haven't even mentioned the thermometer that is absolutely essential when making toffee.
I'm going to give you a bit of wisdom on the toffee making. Yeah.
Well, you haven't got the subject. Because last time I did give the benefit of the doubt to you,
that's
Ross.
Just as well, to be honest with you.
9 seconds, Tony, on toffee, starting now.
I don't think Ross's dad was a master cook.
Oh, wait a minute. Ross challenged.
Deviation, he was.
How do we know? I never knew your dad. That, occasionally, I do have an impossible decision. So, because I don't know whether his dad was a toffee...
Yes, but Nicholas, I said I don't think his dad was a... So it really is irrelevant whether he was or not.
That's very true. Yeah.
And his dad wasn't a master toffee maker.
You take that back.
I withdraw that. That was underhand and unfair. I'm sorry.
But you've got another point.
Yes.
And you have 7 seconds on toffee starting now.
My mother was a mistress toffee maker, and she used to many times in the outer heaven.
Oh, Sue, you challenged just before
just
the whistle.
Hesitation.
No, there wasn't, actually.
There was hesitation.
It was. Thank you, Wendy.
As well.
There was a stump. You can R and U, but I'm last, and I've got to do whatever it takes right now. I'm working with nothing here.
So, you've got the audience on your side, and now you are going to have the benefit of the doubt. And so you have 1 second on toffee starting now.
Surrounded as I am by...
So, Sue Perkins speaking as the whistle went, gained that extra point. And the final situation is that Sue Perkins, who hasn't been with us for quite a while, but came back with a flourish and a charm and a different appearance.
And I'm in last place, Nicholas. And there's no nice way to put that, but I do appreciate the time and trouble you're taking to do so.
Oh, I don't think you must feel like that, Sue, because you're only just 1 point behind Wendy Richard, who was in third place, and she was only 2 points behind Tony Hawkes, who was in second place, but 3 or 4 points ahead of them was Ross Noble. So we say, Ross, this week, you are our winner. It only remains me to say thank you to our four fine and exciting and delightful players of the game, Tony Hawkes, Wendy Richard, Sue Perkins and Ross Noble. And I thank Janet Staplehurst for helping with the score, blowing her whistle so well. We thank our producer-director, which is Claire Jones. We are indebted to Ian Messiter, who created this game, which we enjoy playing. And we are very grateful to our lovely audience here in the King's Theatre in Southsea, who have encouraged us in our antics so magnificently. From our audience here in Southsea, from me, Nicholas Parsons, and our panel, goodbye. Tune in the next time we play Just a Minute.
And at the same time next week, Just a Minute will be coming from Winchester, where Nicholas Parsons is joined by Paul Merton, Linda Smith, Kit Hesketh-Harvey and Chris Neal.